how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday. If you're surprised at my tone or my delay in saying that, it's because I do have 8 kids, and believe it or not, you actually lose track of what day of the week it is. This is Mark Lynn. I'm filling in for my good friend, our good friend, Michael Collins Piper, who, as I said last night, is off on a much-needed and much-deserved vacation. If it sounds like I'm about to fall asleep, it's because I just finished eating a wonderful Italian dinner that my beautiful Italian wife made for me and for my 8 kids. And I couldn't help but think, as I was sitting there at the table, all of us sitting there eating happily, you know, my grandfather, my Middle Eastern grandfather, didn't have too many complimentary words to say about too many other people other than his own people. And but I think if my grandfather were here today and he could see my wife and the 8 kids that she has given to me and what kind of family we have become, I think he'd probably pat me on the head and tell me that I did okay. But the other thing that I was thinking tonight as I was sitting here peacefully eating dinner with my family is that, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way families are supposed to be. They're supposed to be sitting around eating, joking with each other. They shouldn't have to worry about bombs going off. They shouldn't have to mourn the loss, particularly the loss of a child, as took place a couple of weeks ago in a story that I wrote about this week for American Free Press, where a 14-year-old boy in Palestine named Ahmad his body was riddled with 30 bullets from a group of Israeli soldiers who then launched a grenade at him and that exploded and literally blew his guts out of his body, after which point the Israeli soldiers sent in their attack dogs who began eating the boy once they found him. And this is why I do what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, whether I'm filling in for Mike tonight or whether I appear as a guest on other radio programs or whether I write for American Free Press or for my website, Crescent and Cross, is because I want other people to have what I have. I want them to have peaceful homes where they don't have to worry about bombs going off. They don't have to live in fear every night that this is the last, this could be the last night that they're going to have with their loved ones. Now, today I got some nice emails from people who listened to last night's show and had some very complimentary words to say about last night's show. All I can say is that you were too kind, because I still don't know what I'm doing. But I promise that tonight is going to be a better show. We're going to have a very special guest with us who I will be bringing up shortly after the break. This is Mark Lynn filling in for Michael Collins Piper, and we will be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Gentlemen, you're listening to the Piper Report. I'm Mark Glenn, filling in for my good friend Michael Collins Piper, who is away on a sabbatical right now as we speak. You know, that song that was just playing, it's interesting. It is a song, if I'm not mistaken, it's called Don't Fear the Reaper, and it's about suicide. I don't know who picked the song from Mike's program, but it actually is a very appropriate song because basically what we cover here every night is the suicide of our nation, the suicide of our culture, the suicide of our civilization. This is something that we are doing on our own, ladies and gentlemen. We, as much as we want to call this an invasion of sorts, and in certain respects it is, at the same time it's an invasion where we have opened the doors and allowed our enemies into our institutions, whether they're political or cultural or social or whatnot. And that brings us to this topic tonight. Now, as I announced last night, we would be spending the next couple of days discussing my three favorite topics, which are Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And, last night after the program, I was thinking of an appropriate way to bring up today's topic. I thought about the words of Jesus when he was talking about this future date where good and evil would be at each other's throats, and he warned his followers. He said, be careful that you're not deceived. You know, go out into the world But you've got to be careful. Be not deceived. Be as wise as serpents, is what he said. And if we plug that into the times in which we're living today, we are living in very deceiving times, times when finding the truth literally is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. And so, you know, falling back on these warnings that were given to us, we don't have the luxury of being sloppy in our analysis. And this is what led me to where I am today. When 9/11 happened, I said to myself, I'm just going to go along with things. I'm not going to assume that the government was behind it, even though in my gut I knew that there was something bigger going on. It was when the talk turned to Islam that I decided that I needed to pay better attention to this. See, because I grew up around Middle Easterners. I went to school with Muslims. I had friends who were Muslims. And I knew the things that I was being told by our media was not true. But I decided that I was going to make sure of it. And so I went out and did what any thinking person should have done, which was to get a book. And I got a book on Islam, and I started reading it. I started looking through it, looking for all of these supposedly offending passages that talked about killing Christians and taking over the world and all of the other things that we had been told following 9/11. And I didn't find any. So I said, well, you know, there are a lot of kids in the house screaming, so maybe I missed it. I'll read it again. And I read through it again, and I didn't find any of that. I'll tell you what I did find, though. I found some of the most beautiful religious verses that I had ever read in my life. If I didn't know better, I would have thought that they had been something that had come out of the Bible or something like that. And in this short exercise that I took, ladies and gentlemen, I found out that everything that I had been taught throughout my entire life about the religion of Islam and about the Muslims was false, whether it was by politicians, whether it was by priests, by preachers, by pundits, it didn't make any difference. They had all given me bad information. And this is what led me down the path to studying Islam in greater detail, and what eventually led me into meeting our guest tonight. Tonight we have with us as a special guest Dr. Hashem Talawi, who does not need any introduction on this network. He has his own radio show Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central, and he has a television show on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, which you can access by going to currentissues.tv. Now, many of you out there know that I run this website, crescentandcross.com, but what you probably do not know is that the idea for this, at least the name for the website, was spawned in the very fertile mind of our guest tonight, Hashem Talawi. And so we're going to have a little bit of a discussion here about the religion of Islam, and in particular the things that we have been told about it that are not true. And remember what I said, ladies and gentlemen. We were told not to be deceived, and that means that we have to go into all areas, even those areas that may make us uncomfortable. And just because there's been something that you have been told all your life, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the truth. And with that in mind, I'd like to bring up tonight's guest, Dr. Hashem Talawi. Hashem, are you there?
Yes, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming along. I didn't know if you were going to do it or not.
Of course. I would not say no to you, Mark. You you will take me out of your well if I do.
Well, we wouldn't want that to happen, because then who would get the goats and the sheep, right?
That is right.
Hashem, you'll remember that yesterday we were talking on the phone, and I was asking you about an email that I had received, coincidentally, from another broadcaster on this network, Mark Dankoff. He had sent me an email. Let me back up just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Almost simultaneously, I received these two emails. The first one was an email from a Muslim friend of mine who sent me a web page, and the title, it was like a sermon that had been delivered by an imam or some type of a Muslim writer, and it was called The Woman is the Concealed Jewel, O Protected Rose. And I was reading this. It's this, I guess you would call it an essay. What it is a celebration of womanhood, a celebration of motherhood, a celebration of femininity. And as I said earlier about the passages in the Quran that I had read, this was one of the beautiful pieces of poetry that I had ever read. Now, I knew what the Quran had said about women, and I knew enough about that to know that what we have been told in the media was not the truth, that Muslims do not regard their women as inferior beings. And all of this stuff about the burqa and the way that they are supposedly oppressed, that this is, for the most part, propaganda that is used to support the Christians into going to war in the Middle East. And almost simultaneously, as I was reading this, same token, I received another email, as I said, from Mark Dankoff. It was a YouTube video from this guy named Al Goldstein. Now, I had recognized this fellow's name because I remembered a quote that he had uttered some time ago. He evidently is this big-time publisher of pornography. I'm not going to say the name of the magazine or the empire that he's responsible for creating because this is a family hour. But anyway, I watched this YouTube video of him where he's talking about running for president. And then after that, I did a little bit of research on him. And the juxtapositioning of these two things, here is this foul-mouthed, vulgar Jewish pornographer using language that even a drunken sailor might not even use. And I run into this right after reading these passages concerning women in Islam, and I say, bingo, here is another piece to the puzzle here of how we have been lied. You know, we're told, as Christians, we're told that the Jews are our allies against the Muslims, and look at how the Muslims hate women, and look at how the Christians and the Jews have liberated women in the West and made their lives so wonderful. And yet, here I'm staring at these two completely contradictory ideas, and Hisham and I got into a long discussion about this, and so I would like to continue this discussion tonight on the air, and in particular talking about how the Muslims view women. Hisham, that's your cue.
Oh, okay. Well,
I told you I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're doing great. You mentioned the crescent and the cross. Of course, the idea behind the website was the Crescent and the Cross solidarity movement, which we believed, you and I, that we know what we hear in the media is a bunch of garbage and a bunch of lies, and we needed to do something. And we started the idea, and then from there it grew into the website, which is, you know, I'm the Crescent, you are the Cross, and which I might add, it's turned out into a great website for people to go and get all the news. Of course, I can't take more credit than basically the name, but anyhow, you mentioned something interesting, Mark, about that when you read the book about Islam, that you thought it could be coming out of the Bible. Well, you're not too far off when you think that, because Islam is not a new religion. It was not a new concoction. Islam is a continuation for Christianity, and as Muslims do believe that it's also a continuation for the other prophets before Christianity, such as Abraham, Moses, and others. And
Sam, I hear that
I'm hearing the music, so I guess we will catch this after the break.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Piper Report. I'm Mark Glenn, filling in for Michael Collins Piper, and we have our good friend, Dr. Hisham Talawi of Current Issues joining us. So come back after the break and we'll be here.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper, who, if my imagination serves me correctly right now, he's probably sipping a bottle of a glass of wine and smoking a cigar, reading a book by the beach, which he certainly deserves to do. Tonight we have as a special guest my good friend Hisham Talawi of Current Issues. And we're talking about the topic of Islam tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of people, as I said last night, a lot of people tend to shy away from discussions of religion. But I think that given the circumstances in which we find ourselves these days, that this is a grave mistake to make. If Americans had been better versed on what the religion of Islam is and what its adherents believe, there's a very good chance that we would not find ourselves in this debacle that we're in today in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Hisham, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
Well,
you know how hectic it is, and I have a perfectly viable excuse for a ruined memory.
Yeah, well, you started the program talking about Islam and women, how women are treated in Islam, and the piece that you read, the email you received. And you know, the misperception out there that Islam somehow treats women different than men, and Islam somehow puts women as a second-class citizens. On the contrary, Islam, as a matter of fact, has uplifted women and give more of a value, not monetary value, but of a respect, more respect for women than men. And one of the hadith, which is the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a man came to him one day and said, who is the dearest person to me? And he said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. And he said, who else? He said, your father. So after saying three times your mother, then he said, your father. And there are numerous stories in Islam and Muslim history of how women are treated and how to be treated. You can find it in the Quran. You can find it in the Hadith, like I mentioned. You can find it throughout all Muslims' books and pamphlets on the subject. And Islam is very clear of how respected women should be. And Islam is a way of life. It's not just a religion to go to mosque and pray to God and then go home and forget about it. No, Islam is a way of life. It does state, that's why it's extremely important that we understand, when we go to Muslim countries, it's very hard to differentiate and separate states from religion because of the fact that Islam is a way of life. So the laws of Islam have given protection to women, and one of those protections is how women are supposed to be to look in public for their own protection, which is the modest way of dressing. Now, that dress, there was some certain rules in Islam that a woman should cover her hair and her head, and a woman should wear loosely made clothing. And that's why you see Muslim women with their old, their long garbs and their head dress. Now, Muslims are not just Arabs, and Muslims, they go all over the world, as a matter of fact. And when Islam was picked up by these cultures, very much it became culturized and towards whatever culture that Islam was a part of. That's why you see, like, Muslims who will just cover their head. You will see other Muslims, women, Muslim women, who will go a step further of covering their face. And, like, you know, what you referred to as the burqa earlier, and what a lot of listeners are familiar with from the Afghanistan, the pictures that came out of Afghanistan with women in the blue burqa and the blue dress. Now, Islam did not say that you are to cover your face. Now, some people might take it a step further and say, okay, you know what, they cover their faces. That is a personal option, and it becomes part of that particular culture to cover the face. But Islam did not say to cover the face, it said to cover the head. And if you really think about it, this is more protection for the woman herself and also protection for the society. Imagine if you have a woman working in your office wearing tight jeans and short skirts, and, you know, number one, she is not going to be comfortable because, you know, you never know what circumstances she will be running against. And also, you know, for the men in the in that particular office, or even on the street, you know, I can't, you know, we don't want to go deep into describing this graphically, but I think you can imagine if you see a woman with wearing loosely fit clothing, where you can't really see any shapes or any curves. It's a big difference than seeing someone with skimpy clothing, and I think you get the point. So I'm hearing the music, Mark.
Yes, yes. We will be back to continue this fascinating discussion with our good friend Hisham Talali. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Gentlemen, you are listening to the Piper Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am filling in for our good friend in absentia, Michael Collins Piper. Tonight, I have with me as a guest my very, very good friend, Hisham Talawi of Current Issues TV, and we are discussing Islam, and in particular, we are discussing the topic of women and how women are treated and viewed in the religion of Islam. Now, a lot of people would say that I picked something of an obtuse topic tonight. But for me, ladies and gentlemen, this hits particularly close to home. I have four daughters, and my wife and I are having an increasingly difficult time these days in raising them in the kind of culture that we live in. We have to be very careful about what they see and about what they hear and about what they read, because everywhere they go, they are being given conflicting messages. They have to constantly ferret out or try to integrate what it is that my wife and I have tried to instill in them in terms of their role as women in society versus the way that women in American society are dealt with today. By the same token, I have four sons, and their chances of finding a decent life in this country by the time they're old enough to get married. Think about it. The young women today basically, for the most part, are in a contest to see who can look or behave like Britney Spears or take your pick. You see it everywhere you go, in the malls and whatnot. There is a really serious problem that we're dealing here with, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of the next generation. You know, if you poison the soil, everything that comes forth from that soil is going to be poisoned as well. And those who are responsible for taking our culture and basically flushing it down the toilet understood this fact all too well, and that is why they have targeted the young, and in particular why they have targeted young women. And so my reason for bringing this up, in addition to trying to get the truth out about Islam and how we have been lied to about it, is to make people understand that we really are dealing with something much deeper, much more insidious, and much more serious than simply an election every 2 or 4 years. You see, it goes to the very heart of our families, which I had begun the program tonight discussing. And so, Hisham, I want to back up a little bit with what you were talking about women and how in the Islamic culture they're expected to cover themselves for their own protection. And I'd like to read here a section.
Well, Mark, it's not just for their own protection, but also for the protection of the society, for the protection of everyone's concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, we were made in such a way that sometimes you cannot control your desires, and those desires can lead into things that you would not like at a later time.
Yes, and we're dealing with that today with rampant unwed pregnancies, broken homes, and whatnot.
Exactly,
And I'd like to read this passage of this website that I received yesterday.
It's more to protect the whole thing. It's more to protect the society.
Okay.
But, you know, one thing that people don't even know that, you know, both Muslims and Christians, they very much believe in the same thing. Number one, you know, they're the only people who are waiting for Jesus to come back for this world to end.
Okay.
I mean, this particular theology that at the end of time, Jesus will come and everybody will live happily after that. The only people who believe in that are the Christians and the Muslims.
Uh-huh.
And the only Messiah, now every religion, all Muslims, the Jews, they have their own Messiah, and it was not Jesus. But as far as the Muslims, they also believe that at the end of time that Jesus will be coming down, and that's when the end of time will take place. So there is really not much, you know, and also remember that Muslims and Christians are the only two people, the only two religions that recognizes Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you know, Christians recognize him as one thing, one entity. Muslims recognize him a different entity, but they recognize the divine aspect of Jesus and his birth.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, when people try to portray Muslims as this new religion, it is not. And, you know, in the beginning of the show, you were correct when you said, when you read, and as a matter of fact, you will be more, you know, shocked if you read the Quran, because you will find the same stories that you find in the Bible, mm-hmm. in the Quran, mm-hmm. the same ideas, the same philosophy of God. Now, mm-hmm. if Muslims are convinced with what Christians believe in now, as far as the entity of Jesus, they will be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And if Christians would be convinced with how Muslims believe, they will be Muslims. But that's mm-hmm. why we have Muslims and Christians, but they are the closest two people mm-hmm. right now living on earth as far as theology is concerned. They're the closest people ever.
Yeah.
You know, when people start talking about Judeo-Christians, it's like, you know, that is an oxymoron term.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, number one, the Jewish religion, which, by the way, Muslims do believe in that religion, but they don't believe in the Talmud. They don't believe in the Jewish religion as being practiced today. But, of course, it is not their business to tell somebody how to worship and how to do and how to practice their religions. They will introduce their own religion, and if you believe in it, you can go on, and if not, but they're not going to criticize somebody for how they are worship, how they worship, or their philosophy of God, or their theology, etc., etc. They are ordered to accept the people of the book, and the people of the book are the people who received Moses' message, the Torah, and people who received Jesus' message, which is known today as Christians. And they don't get involved in the differences between Christians. It's none of their business. It's just as it should not be anybody's business when they start getting involved in Muslims, you know, the different sects and all that stuff. You know, now you're talking about Sunnis and Shiites and all that. But it is definitely an attack on both religions when we see the media attacking Muslims and making it look like, you know, taking verses from the Quran and saying, look how the Quran says to kill Christians. We need to remember the Quran differs from the Bible or any other religious book that it was written at the time during the life of the Prophet Muhammad. Once he died, then it stopped. The Quran was finished and completed. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you will find a lot of verses in the Quran that deals with a particular incident that took place at that time, and revelations came down to advise the Prophet of what to do, or advise the Muslims of what to do, or explain what how things are. Now, when you see that to kill Christians and Jews and people, they take it as, oh, you see, their religion says to kill Christians and Jews. That was talking about a particular group in Saudi Arabia at the time of the beginning of the religion, and at first, Muslims were not ordered to. They were ordered to take whatever is coming their way from those who did not believe in their religion, be it torture, be it killing, be it arrest, be it whatever. They were not ordered to fight back until like 11 years later, when they were ordered to fight back. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, and that is one of the things that I discovered as I read this, is that...
Yeah. And that's where this thing, where it says to kill Christians and Jews, this is where it came from in that particular incident, in that particular town, because a group of Jews kind of got linked up with a group of Christians, and they got together, a very small group. Now, keep in mind, the majority of Christians... And the majority of Muslims who started the religion were Christians, so these were their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Palestine, when Muslims went to Palestine, it was all Christians, mainly. And a lot of families right now you find in Palestine who are Christians and Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing about, oh, the Quran says to kill Christians and Jews, this is nonsense. It does not say that. It talks about a particular incident that took place at a particular time under a particular circumstance.
Hisham,
yes.
I've just been told by our esteemed producer that we've got quite a few calls backed up, that the hour is going quickly. So we're going to start pulling them up. If we can, let's see, is your program going to run into this one tomorrow night? Can you come back tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I'll be on from 6:30 to 7:30. So yes, we'll be able to continue this
tomorrow night then. Okay, let's bring up some of the callers then. We have good old Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark and Hisham.
How you doing, Jim?
Or Hisham? Hi, Jim. Which is it, Hisham or Hisham?
You said it right the first time.
Hisham. Because most languages in the world emphasize the ah rather than the a. But anyhow, but what you're saying is basically true. I don't agree with all of Islam as far as the burqas and all that. I think that's carrying things to the extreme. I think that the that the Muslims in Lebanon, where the women don't even wear any hair cover, are just as good as Muslims as the ones in Saudi Arabia who aren't allowed out anywhere without accompanying by a male and aren't allowed to drive and all that. I think that's carrying things to the extreme, but that's just my opinion. But to talk about the respect for women, back when, I'm an old fellow, okay? Back when I was a kid, the Christianity at the time, although I never was much of a Christian, but Christianity at the time said it taught respect for women. You never, under any circumstance in those days, when I was a little bitty kid, you never said anything bad about anyone's mother or sister. It was ingrained in the Christian code. You did not disparage women under any circumstance. And I'm talking a mere 60 years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. But compare that to today with the rap music and how they treat women.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
the point
absolutely.
I'm trying to make.
Mm-hmm. And it is the truth. And this, I mean, I laugh when I hear people talk about, oh, how the Muslim women are abused. And I tell them, I say, listen, there's nowhere in the world where the woman is more despised and abused than she is in the West. I mean, just look, you turn on the TV, you know, if you risk it, any time of the day, and what image of a woman is put before us? Somebody who is hard, somebody who has no self-respect.
Let me interject something here.
Yes.
Every year we have about 20,000 converts to Islam right here in the United States, people who convert to Islam. The vast majority of those people are women.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistics are there for anyone who wants to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If women think that women are oppressed in Islam, they will not be coming by the scores to enter the religion. Now, if somebody wants to wear a burqa or wear whatever they want to wear, I will not take it as they're taking it to the extreme or don't agree with it. Look, if somebody wants to wear, I don't care what they want to wear on their heads or their bodies, that is their business. I will not judge them on how they look or why they're wearing this. So it is not really, but culture sometimes kind of interferes, and a lot of religious, and even in Christian culture, a lot of religious doctrines and religious ideas have became integrated into culture that sometimes you really can't divide culture from religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the same
right.
goes on with like the different Muslim countries in the world. That's why you will see it different, for instance, in some countries in the Middle East than you would see it in Saudi Arabia.
Jim, thanks for your call. We've got
a... Wait a minute. I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
That the Orthodox Jews, their required prayer when they wake up in the morning is, thank God I wasn't born a Gentile, a slave, or a woman. Now,
yes,
who
right.
respects women and who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you, Jim.
That's what they have to say.
Thank you, Jim. Let's see. Henry from Connecticut. Come on up.
Hello. Hi. Hello?
How are you doing?
Yes, hi. Well, here's my response to this. I caught in the middle of this conversation. When I think about all this stuff with Islam and the women, I think basically countries like the great Aryan white countries like Denmark and Germany and Sweden and Iceland and, you know, even Belgium. I'm not talking about the European Union and the government officials and the globalists that run on top that are old anyway and think mankind should come together in a one world this and trying to integrate Islam into Western society in Europe, that stuff is crap. But the people, now I'm talking about the people and the mindset of the people, not their rulers on top of them. Basically, if you, like I heard some gentleman, I think it was you, or maybe the other person mentioned some of Britney Spears and somebody else, I think some other artist, some of the artists you mentioned, or actress or something. But some of that stuff is a joke because... If you look at some of the countries, even sexually, like in Denmark especially, or even in Germany, or even in numerous countries I could think of in Europe, and I would say even possibly New Zealand and even Australia, in many cases they're more even with their women in some cases, unless you're talking about abuse, that happens everywhere all around the world in every culture. But they are much freer in some cases than even some people here, you know, with certain social sexual issues.
I agree. Now, when I was in Europe, I
where in Europe, though, where? Because every country is different.
I was in Rome for a week, and I was
Rome,
in
Italy, okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I turned on television during cartoon hour in Rome, you know, supposedly the heart of Christendom, and they had nude women in commercials during cartoon hour. So, yeah, I mean, it's much worse in Europe than it is here. But my point is,
I think Europe's
that
more sexually advanced than here, though. Well, were they selling a product? Now, you're talking about a cartoon that had nude?
No, I'm talking about the sexualization of women. The way that they are degraded and they are put
Yeah, but the women doing it themselves. It's not like a men. You do have like a forced thing, which they're clamping down very hard on the Netherlands, which is good. Oh, yes, the Netherlands, too. I forgot to mention the Netherlands, which they're clamping down pretty hard in terms of the like the sex slave thing because it's a forced thing and a kidnapping. And they're doing pretty good at clamping down on it. But I'm talking
okay,
about
okay, Henry. We've got the break coming up, and I've got a lot more callers to handle before the program's over. So thanks for your call. Okay.
Okay, but they're much more sexually advanced here. I'm talking about white Aryan women and lots of Scandinavian Germany, and a lot of stuff that we and that you see in a lot of those Islamic countries.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Henry. All right. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Piper Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Mike's special guest host,
Mark Glenn, and thanks, Mike, for having me on.
And I am, if you're listening to the show. I'm the special guest. You're the special guest host.
Exactly.
You know what, Mark, you're gonna hate me when I tell you this.
What?
I am sitting at a Middle Eastern restaurant, and these people. These people have put so much food on this table, it is distracting. I'm glad we only have a few minutes left. I'm looking at moussaka. I'm looking at chicken shawarma, beef shawarma, hummus, baba ganoush.
Well, that's okay, because you know what? Today I spent the last bit of money I had buying all the ingredients that I needed to make kibbeh and fatayas and all that good stuff. So you go ahead and
stuff
your face.
So I know you're going to hate me when I say this, but...
Well, you know what? I'm glad you're there, and I hope that the heart attack you have after eating it is worth it all. Now, let's see. We've got Roy from Texas coming up. Roy.
Yes, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to talk about was, well, two things. One is I think you're kind of going down the wrong track by talking about the treatment of women in Islam, because it isn't really monolithic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a lot of more secular parts of Islam, then you have the Salafists and the Wahhabists who might be a little bit more austere, but mm-hmm. I don't think you can necessarily say that it's all that. I think for RBN's audience, all you really want to talk about is basically that Islam sees Jesus as a prophet. They don't see him as necessarily divine, but he is a prophet. He will be returning at the end of Judgment Day, and that it's not really all that different from Christianity with regard to how it views Jesus. But as far as delving into the treatment of women, I think it's almost like a little bit of a dead end. The other thing is, I think you ought to be talking more about the politics and just how Palestinians are being treated, both Palestinians and Muslims and Christians, and things like that. I think the political angle is probably better worth exploring and for the purposes of the RBN audience.
Well, like I said, I am new at this, and I certainly appreciate your remarks on that. You're probably right. For me, this is something that, as I said, it hits close to home for me. I despise the way women in this country are treated, that I view principally as being a product of the fact that the Zionists control our media, and thus they control our culture. And so this is, like I said, maybe I am being a bit unprofessional about this, but my main point for bringing this up was to point out that here's just one item, this one item alone, that has been that we have been fed a bill of goods on with regards to how the Muslims view women, and it's a complete lie, it's a complete sham. So I guess what I was trying to do was to use this as an example of telling people, look, This is what we've been told versus the way that it really is. Is there anything else that you want to say, Roy?
With regard to the way women are being treated and I guess the way they're being denigrated in this society, I don't think you can necessarily lay that at the foot of the Zionists. If you look at a culture like Japan, they're treated very similarly in Japan as they are in Western Europe today, and Japan is not run by Zionists by any stretch.
No, but so, it is an Americanized culture. You will agree with me on that.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Do I hear the music? Is that music? It is the music. My apologies to Paul from Delaware that we couldn't pull you up. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow night to continue this conversation. Sorry to those we couldn't pull up on the board tonight, but I guess it was just interesting enough a conversation that we got a lot of calls. So anyway, thank you, Hashem, for coming on tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Mark.
And folks, pay attention because there's a lot going on. Good night.
It's true.